It's November, and the growing season is over for most vegetables. But even with the frosts and the shorter days, not everyone has retreated indoors. 17-year-old Connor Haynes is spending 2 months' worth of Saturdays building a shed and rain barrels in a community garden in Charleston. Connor is working on his Eagle Scout badge, and he's also using this project to honor his friend. This community garden is located along Washington Street East, next to the Dollar General, which is really the only store in the East End neighborhood where people can buy groceries, although there isn't really much available. Connor Haynes and his family live outside of town, but he wanted to volunteer in this garden because there are so many people here hoping to see it grow.
It's important to have locally grown food around. It's a nice place. It's a good location. There's a bunch of gardens that people rent out and can plant whatever they want, grow vegetable gardens, things like that.
The East End Community Garden has about 20 garden plots that people rent for $30 a year. They have a scholarship fund to help those in need use a garden plot for free. There's also a shared community plot where anyone can take fruits and vegetables. Connor has been weeding some of the garden plots and building a tool shed. He's also putting 4 rain barrels for people to use to water their plants. To help him, Connor recruited a few boys from his scout troop, as well as friends from school. Their work began in October and will continue until the end of November. In the past 2 years, many hands have worked to develop this space into a well-used garden. Not only does it provide fresh food for people, one of the gardeners, Mark Wolf, says this space also provides a visual reminder that food can grow right in your own backyard.
So many people are shocked to find that there are people that are growing and planting right in the middle of a city. And you get so many people that are neighbors come over and say how much they remember planting tomatoes with their grandmother.
The East End Community Garden Project is a collaboration between neighborhood volunteers and the city of Charleston. Scott McMillian has had one of the garden plots here for 2 years.
We put teams together, and in an afternoon, we turned an eyesore into something special.
And though the volunteers have put all this labor into the garden, this lot is technically owned by the Charleston Urban Renewal Authority, or CURA. Jim Edwards with CURA says his group purchased this lot when they were developing a new streetscape along Washington Street. They needed a place to put a power generator for the new lights, but the rest of this lot was not being used.
And it's a good interim use of the property, and it's certainly better than it sitting here vacant, just being mowed.
Jim Edwards says that a new commercial development could eventually be built here in place of this garden.
Well, I say interim because ultimately, anytime you have vacant property on a almost an arterial road like Washington Street, you want to ultimately see it developed to a more, you know, I guess productive is the right word, use. But this is a good use until something else comes along.
The future of the garden might be uncertain, but it has never been more popular. Mark Wolf says more people in this neighborhood want to have a garden plot here.
I'm always being asked, hey, how do I get a plot?
Part of the work that Connor Haynes is doing will help Mark and the other volunteers have more access to water next year. He's also building covered benches and tables to give people a place to enjoy the garden or get out of the weather.
I knew how to do most of this stuff. Yeah, I've done some gardening, building. My grandfather was a carpenter, so I know some of that.
This fall, about the same time that Connor was beginning to plan this community service project, he learned that his friend, Andrew O'Neill, a fellow Boy Scout, had passed away. Andrew and Connor had worked together at the Buckskin Boy Scout Reservation in Pocahontas County.
I'm kind of dedicating my project to my friend Andrew O'Neill. He died recently. He was 24, I believe. And he helped me a lot getting here, where I am now.
Without Andrew, Connor says that he might not be spending his Saturdays here at the community garden, and he might not be working towards his Eagle Scout badge. Dedicating this community service project to his friend, he says, just seemed to fit the kind of person that Andrew was. A person who would appreciate seeing more and more community gardens, like this one, continue to grow. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Roxy Todd in Charleston.